Task 3. You will listen to this task just once. You will hear some extracts. Read through the headings before listening. For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are two headings you will not need, and an introductory extract as an example. Now read the headings. Example.
Okay, a new novel begins with the focus on a young man on the campus of Harvard University. He's high in a tower at Harvard, a tower from which he tumbles down. Alexandra James, a reporter who's called upon to cover that story, gradually discovers the young man's connections to the White House and to a mysterious man from Pakistan, who in turn is connected to a nuclear bomb plot. The red-haired reporter uncovering the story is the creation of Mary Louise Kelly. She was an NPR correspondent covering intelligence agencies and the Pentagon. She left her job to say in fiction the things she could not say as a journalist.
Extract number one.
2012 has seen the revival of interest in women's issues, if we measure that by the interest that media has taken in the subject. Part of it was obviously because of the role women's vote played in the presidential and congressional elections last November. And even if that was primarily a reaction to the statements made by congressional candidates about rape, women, and conception, I think it may have signaled that America is again looking at women's place. Sheryl Sandberg has been an important voice in this new discussion, and it's her book that I'm reviewing today, Lean In, Women, Work, and the Will to Lead.
Extract number two.
In a world besieged by climate change, the animals and plants that contribute to the biodiversity of our ecosystems are facing unprecedented danger. Each year, more species are becoming threatened. If nothing is done to reverse the trend, we may soon lose many of them forever. That's actually the premise of a new book, The Spine of the Continent, the most ambitious wildlife conservation project ever undertaken, written by today's guest, Mary Ellen Hannibal. The Spine of the Continent focuses on the science behind an ambitious wildlife conservation effort to create linked, protected wilderness areas extending from the Yukon all the way south to Mexico.
Extract number three.
On this Father's Day, we turn now to a man who's helped change the way we think about and care for our children from the time they take their first breaths. For the better part of a century, Dr. T. Barry Brazelton has been studying babies and sharing his knowledge. He hosted the long-running TV show, What Every Baby Knows, and he's written more than 30 books on child development. Hospitals worldwide rely on his newborn assessment known as the Brazelton Scale. And at age 95, the renowned pediatrician is still going strong. His latest book is called Learning to Listen, A Life Caring for Children.
Extract number 4.
The Sweet Girl is a new novel that carries us back to the world of Aristotle and his student Alexander the Great. It's by Annabel Lyon, the sequel to her 2011 novel, The Golden Mean. Alan Chuse has our review.
I loved Lyon's earlier book about Aristotle and his everyday world, and I was really eager to see where The Sweet Girl would take us. The Macedonian-born Alexander has just died from battle wounds in Asia as the novel opens. Alexander's Macedonian teacher, Aristotle, has aged, and he's ready to turn over his academy to a successor and devote himself to his own studies and to teaching about the natural world to his adolescent daughter, Pythias, the sweet girl of the book's title.
Extract number 5.
Few citizens are more honored than military veterans. Our guest, journalist Charles Glass, has written about the largely untold story of the nearly 50,000 American soldiers who deserted the front lines during the Second World War. Charles Glass has spent years in international reporting, much of it in the Middle East. He was wounded by artillery fire in Lebanon in 1976 and was later kidnapped and held captive for 2 months. He's the author of 4 previous books.
Extract number 6.
You know, we live in a culture that prizes self-confidence. We are encouraged to believe in ourselves and act like we belong, even when we don't have the slightest idea what's going on. The writer Leah Hager Cohen argues that it takes a special kind of self-confidence to express doubt, to admit you have something to learn. She's written a book called I Don't Know, and she gives the famous example of an airline pilot preparing to take off from Washington in 1982. The plane crashed, killing 78 people because the pilot did not know the plane was in no shape to take off and did not want to admit it. He dismissed the warning of the co-pilot sitting beside him.
Extract number 7.
Stephen King has been scaring us to death for more than 4 decades, and in his latest effort, he revisits one of his best, most terrifying novels, which also inspired this film classic.
Here's Johnny!
That, of course, is Jack Nicholson in The Shining. The novel came out back in 1977, and King's newest book, Dr. Sleep, is a sequel. Our reviewer, Alan Chu, says it was worth the wait.
Dr. Sleep, the sequel to The Shining, gives us the story of Danny, now Dan Torrance's adult life, his wrestling match with alcohol, and his struggle to find stability and use his power, The Shining, for good purposes.
This is the end of Task 3 and the end of the listening test.